Once again, good morning.
Good morning.
America has many tourist attractions or tourist traps in some cases, one of them being the Great Lakes. Lake Superior, in particular, has a multitude of curios at the bottom of it. Fine china cabinets, beautiful violins that could even rival a Stradivarius. Now, while that may seem odd, those items are not actually at the bottom of Lake Superior. But the material to make them is. The wood, back when wood cutting was a major industry and they used the mills to do so, was cut down, rolled down a hill, and floated through the lakes to the mill. However, many of those trees laid in the water for much too long, got waterlogged, and sank. Now, why would old soggy wood be interesting to a carpenter? Well, this wood was grown wild in the forest, fighting for sunlight, water, soil space, and nutrients. Whereas wood from plantations now, it has plenty of space to grow and has almost no challenge. This forces the wood that has grown through the challenges to have much tighter rings, sometimes as many as 100 per inch. Romans 5, verses 3 through 5, tells us, "Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." Trials come into our lives, but that is what forces us to grow. And one of the hopes Christ has given us is to one day join him in heaven. But before he left, he commanded us to partake of the bread and the fruit of the vine until he returns to greet us.